Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, February 14th, 2015, Valentine's Day, and we're coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., is right here beside me. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. Say hello to the people, Alfred Edmond.
Happy Self-Love Saturday. Happy Valentine's Day. I know who my Valentine is because I'm sharing life with her each and every day.
Valentine's Day is every day.
Every day around here, and it gets better and better and better because my baby's so good to me. So now we're not going to spin off of that. We got our own room, so we're not going to do that here. But listen, we're so glad you're here. And let me say right up front, let me thank you listeners who are coming to us from Jackie Reed and the Tom Joyner Morning Show. You may have heard us yesterday morning talking about Valentine's Day and healthy love and our new book, Loving in the Grown Zone. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to Jackie and the Tom Joyner Morning Show crew for welcoming us, and we had a ball on the air yesterday.
Yes.
And you can go, if you go to Grown Zone on Twitter, we're sharing the link to the audio of our interview on that show. So if you missed it or if you don't get the show in your area, you can definitely hear the segment by going to Grown Zone on Twitter, and we've been sharing the link all day. Yesterday, we'll continue to share it throughout the weekend. Also, we want to thank our good friend Melinda Emerson, also known as Small Biz Lady on Twitter. And Melinda was actually there when Zara and I first met for the very first time before we knew we were going to be the Grown Zone couple that we are. And but we were her guest on Small Biz Chat, which she does every Wednesday evening, which is aimed at small business owners. And, of course, many of you know my identity as a small business expert for Black Enterprise. But we had the theme of, how do we have a partnership in love and business? And obviously, Zara and I are business partners as well as love partners. And we shared our advice and tips about how do you manage that. And it still comes down to the bottom line. Healthy relationships is the foundation.
Absolutely.
So we've been sharing that link as well on Twitter, so you'll find all of that. But definitely you want to go to lovinginthegrownzone.com. To, you know, the book, people are so excited about the book, and so are we. But you want to get that book and buy it and share it with your friends and post reviews on Amazon. We got great reviews on Amazon and other places. And you want to go to grownadvice.com if you really want to get deeper into the Grown Zone community.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of benefits, including our private Facebook group where we share some really deep stuff there. So, listen, welcome to the Grown Zone to everyone.
Yes, welcome now. We're about to get into this show. Last week, for those of you who were here, you know, we started off with talking about how there are more lies told on Valentine's Day than any other day. That is real. And there
lies
are more
told, lies believed,
yes,
and lies revealed.
Yes.
It's going to be a big breakup weekend.
It is a big breakup weekend. It's statistically the biggest breakup weekend there is because people find out, people who thought they were in committed relationships find out other stuff and a whole lot of other reasons and that we consider adult and messy foolery, that if you'll just open your eyes and really start to consciously live some grown lives and making some better decisions for yourself, you can eliminate a lot of that foolery. So what we are focused on today for our Valentine's Day reality check is looking at the side chicks and the booty callers. Now, it's necessary for us to straight up put it like that because many of you are living these side lives. Male and female, y'all know this ain't about no one-sided thing. This is male and female. There are males who are booty being called up for booty calls as much as there are women, and who are willingly being the side dudes as there are women being the side chicks. So when we talk about all this stuff, we're talking about everybody. So are you the – I want to ask the question, baby. If we ask this question and then we can start to dig down, I don't know if y'all have seen – if y'all on social media, if you've seen this meme that's been created of this broken toy, broken doll. But the question really is, are you a treasure or a toy this Valentine's Day? Because treasures are treated very different than toys. Toys are broken and discarded.
Yes.
That's a hard reality, but it's true.
And treasures, when they're damaged, are lovingly and patiently restored because they're treasured.
Yes.
They're treated better, number one, because they're treasured. But when they are damaged by some, you know, whether it's by accident or unintentionally, then the, if it's really love, you are patiently and lovingly restored. So the reason why we chose this topic for today, which is Valentine's Day, is because the next day after Valentine's Day is usually side chick, side dude awareness day, meaning I couldn't be with you on Valentine's Day, but I got you.
Well, there's
bad news this time. The bad news is that because Valentine's Day falls on a Saturday, and for many people, because of President's Day, Monday is a long weekend. Guess what? Side chick, side dude day may not happen till next Saturday. Meaning the Valentine may get this whole weekend, or the person who thinks they're the Valentine. You may not get your side chick, side dude day tomorrow. You may be told, baby, I can't, but next Saturday, baby, I got you. I got you. You may not get Valentine's Day, you side chicks and side dudes, to February 21st. And that's the point. You are not treasured. When you're getting the leftovers, you are not treasured.
Yeah.
So you're going to get flowers next week. You're going to get a card today.
You may have gotten all that stuff today.
You'll get candy. You'll get a text.
But you won't get time.
But you won't get time, and you won't be the only. And to you guys who think you're Valentine's, because you got the person today, if you're competing, you're not the Valentine either.
Because any time that you are in any kind of a rotation, any time you are standing in line, then you're not
treasured.
Even
if you're first in line.
Now y'all, we're kind of laughing at some of this. You know, we're doing it in a lighthearted kind of way in the beginning, but I'm about to get serious. Because this side chick and booty calling kind of stuff is feeding all kinds of things that have created the society we have with a lot of broken homes and people not feeling valued, people in situations where they are doing very desperate things.
Including murder
and
suicide.
Those are the extremes. But, baby, I want to really hit some stuff because people think they're the exception from those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to talk about the stuff that every day people do because it's become their norm, it's what they've seen, and they think that's okay. So there are indeed those extremes of murder. There are indeed those extremes of getting your ass beat every day. But for people who don't get their asses beat every day but every now and then might get struck, then, you know, they think that's okay when it's never okay. So I want to take that analogy and apply it to the side chick who and the side dude who might not be sitting back and literally they may not call themselves the mistress. But emotionally,
yes,
they are where that person runs to whenever stuff gets tough at home. And what that means is you are hindering that person's growth because their growth needs to happen in the confines of the situations they've created. So if they are married, then they're each of us are on our own individual paths, y'all. And life gives us the lessons we need to learn. And there are so many times when you are hindering another person's growth because you think you are sitting in as the as an ear for them, or you're helping them through a tough time. No, if they are married, they need are in a committed relationship, they need to be going to those to that person, or they need to be getting up out of that stuff, because they're inflict, you are helping them inflict pain on the unit that they're supposed to be growing and developing in. And I'm going to stop with that for a moment, and I'm going to pause for a moment, because I need y'all to hear that, okay? Being the side chick, being the side dude, means that you have a personal void. You have an internal void. You are trying to self-medicate. You're not trying to help nobody else, so get your ego out of the way. All right, baby. I started screaming, and somebody told me they love listening to me, but I'm loud, and I don't know that I'm gonna be able to do anything about that. But maybe right now, if we can, baby, why don't you talk about? There is this show that if y'all have not seen it, you know, a lot of times the mistress with Scandal is glamorized, and the mistress with other
being Mary Jane.
You know,
there's this. Fly hair, fly shoes, fly clothes, fly houses,
beautifully
fly
flawed
lifestyles,
is what
beautifully
they call
flawed.
It.
And there's this glamorization. It doesn't stop with those shows. It's in films. It's in books, romanticizing what it means to be the other person, the third party. And whether you're the dude, the one she so-called really loves because she's in a so-called unhappy marriage, or whether you're the woman who is the one he really loves but he's in an unhappy marriage. And that is very much glamorized. But I want to draw your attention to a show on Discovery Life called The Mistress. And it's basically one of those reality show, interventional type reality shows, where a woman, the host, who also has been a mistress to famous men, goes and works with women to get out of these side chick relationships, to break up with the husband, who's a husband in another person's marriage. And it's really great because it totally deglamorizes what it means to be a mistress.
Hmm. And it's not just about, I've got this sugar daddy who takes care of me. And no. There are some real voids within for somebody who needs
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And this even includes those mistresses who the husband in this other marriage may be buying them beautiful things and putting them up in an apartment.
Yes.
But what he's really doing, and we talk about this in one of our chapters in Loving in the Grown Zone, is purchasing you. You become a possession.
Yes.
And if you are a possession or any type of possessiveness in a relationship, it's not love. Mm-hmm. It's not healthy, and it's not love. But this show, The Mistress, on Discovery Life, without spending too much more time on it, I urge you, especially those of you who are living that lifestyle and are under some false impression that some glamorous fairy tale result is going to come out of it, you need this reality check. And one of the reality checks of the show is that statistics show that if the person doesn't leave their marriage in 6 months, it's never going to happen. And even if they do, it doesn't mean the relationship you're going to have with them is going to
be
a healthy, sustainable relationship. So you leaving
this
feeling, someday he's going to, someday she's going to, and we're going to be together, stop kidding yourself.
Stop kidding yourself. That there really are. And y'all, stop buying into a lot of these other statistics of, there being a lack of and all of that. We say all the time, all you need is one good person. You don't need it. Stop paying attention to all that stuff. But I'm telling you, you get whatever life you live is the life you get. Okay?
Well, you automatically close yourself off from the possibility of a healthy relationship if you are in a side chick side dude relationship. It automatically cuts you off from that.
But even if even aside, I'm saying, whatever life you live, you get. If you want a loving relationship of fidelity and built on honor, esteem, and respect, then be that. Just be that, and stop buying into all the other stuff. And your job then, and I said this on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and I say it all the time as part of my teaching, sifting and sorting is your job. Men and women, because we say all the time that good people who want those things and who are living that life are equally as rare. Did you hear me? men and women who want a life of fidelity and one that where people treat them well and they are on a personal growth path and they are not looking to dominate another but to live in partnership with another are equally as rare, because that means that's two people who have been working on their own selves, their own personal growth, so that when you come into a – when you meet that somebody, then both of you are then equipped as individuals who are healthy to create and have the foundation that a healthy relationship can stand on.
There's only a man shortage, ladies, if any man will do.
That's it.
If any man will do, there is a man shortage.
Absolutely.
If a grown, healthy, whole man is what you're looking for, then there's not a shortage. You're just as rare as they are. And more importantly, you don't get what you want, those of you involved in lives of infidelity. You get what you are.
That's right.
So many of you are pursuing these lies of infidelity, saying you're doing it because you want love. But you're going to attract anything but, because it's not what you want. It's not the love that you want. It's the life that you're living. So if you want healthy love, as Zara said, you can't live a life of infidelity.
The other thing is you can't say that I'm going to be doing this until the one shows up, because the one ain't coming. You are repelling. Your lifestyle is repelling the one you say you want. On that note, baby, we're going to move on to, I want you to hit some of your grown man know stuff. For those of you who've been around, you know that Alfred does these. He's known for a lot of the grown man knows tweets, and our book is full of grown man wisdom. So baby, can you talk a little bit about the fact that men need the same things that women do, although, you know, though they have permission to screw a whole bunch of them, because that's just the society we live in?
The mythology is that the only people who are really damaged by lies of infidelity are women, and that men are just having their cake and eating it too. But what men find out the hard way, unfortunately, is that when you live a life of infidelity, being a player, you know, all those things that glamorize this idea that having more than one woman is a good thing, you actually do yourself emotional and physical damage.
Mm.
And so one of my grown man knows tweets is that a grown man knows that he needs loyalty, fidelity, to be heard, to be emotionally safe, just as much as any woman does.
Yeah.
But because many of us, including myself, were taught both by other men and by society as a whole, and some of us are taught by our mothers and women, that you need to just
go sow your oats
and look at my baby, you know, all these girls like him, and we end up adopting these lives of infidelity and reckless procreation, only to find out sometimes, not until we're in our 40s, that, you know what, I can't get enough women to fill this void.
That's right.
I can't get enough sex to fill this void.
That's right.
I can't get what I need to get to fill this void. And that's when you see men really fall apart later on in life.
It's
so
because
we spend so much of our time in the grown zone trying to get to younger men to say, don't believe this madness. It leads to self-hatred. It leads to a lack of self-worth. And God forbid, then you get into that age when you deal with, you know, issues of sexual dysfunction, and then you think, that's cause for suicide practically, because you wrapped up all your value in your pants.
Yes.
Your self-esteem is in your underwear.
Yes, literally.
Literally. And so we're very good in the grown zone. That's why Zara and I, we love our partnership, because it's not a male or female thing. Men, you need to live lives of fidelity for your own good.
Yes.
Not just to be respectful of women.
That's right.
For your own emotional, physical, psychological, and financial health. You need to live lives of fidelity, or you are going to have the issues like we saw earlier on Yolanda Van Zandt with the dude with the 17 mothers and 30-something children.
Yes.
And he's in his early 40s, and he is a wreck.
An absolute wreck.
But all along the way, he was told, boy, you're being a player. You got all these women doing what they're doing, making babies left and right, and he is a wreck. Don't fall for it, brothers. Don't fall for it, men. You need to be emotionally healthy. And you can't live a life of infidelity on either side.
That's right.
And get that.
And the unfortunate thing is, at some point, men come to the point that they've bought into this. They're waiting for the one, so it's okay for them to go just screwing around and plugging people until they find the one. But what they've been doing is conditioning themselves that as soon as something gets for sex as a stress reliever. And when things don't have a healthy relationship, and we see this all the time. I know so many people in this situation. When the relationship is not going well, then and the sex is not happening at home, then he's doing what he's been conditioned to do. He's looking for somewhere to relieve that stress, and any hole will do at that point. All right, with that, y'all, we're going to take a break. And on this break,
Mixed Master Z is back. Y'all, this is the first time in 2015 Mixed Master Z is back.
I couldn't choose a song because there are so many people who are willing to be the side anything, you know, men and women. And I couldn't choose. So, y'all, this is, all I can call it is my Valentine's Day medley. We'll be back. Enjoy. I'll be dancing.
Wake up. Nation, this is Spizike Lee. Been sleeping for too long. Wake up. Up. Call up the thing, won't hang up the phone to let me know you made it home.
Wake up. Yes, wake up. Y'all, for real, wake up. Wake up. You've been sleeping. If you think it's okay to be second or to be first and allow there to be others. The first song, that's what it talked about. It talked about just come up, as long as you're here with me. I know you love me. It don't matter what else you're doing out there because I know how I feel with you. We keep telling y'all, love is not about how it's not about how you feel. It's about how you're being made to feel. It's about how you're being treated.
And I just tweeted, it doesn't matter if you're the favorite toy. Favorites are neither exclusive or permanent. You are not the Valentine.
Come on, y'all, now. Come on. Now, here's the deal. Here is the real, real deal about being the side anything or being available for somebody who is not committed to you. The real deal, and when I say being available, I mean opening up your body, your home, your heart,
and your money.
Now, if you ain't control of some stuff and you are not exposing any of those things, then talk to whomever you want to talk to. Don't expose any of those things, though, because that is not self-loving. Because when you expose those things, there's a price. There's a price you pay. There's a price emotionally. There's a price when you open, when you let somebody in that you haven't taken the time to get to know, and you've got children, and the children get attached to somebody, or you procreate in the middle of that, or there are so many things that can go wrong, and we've got so many people who are the result of love children. And they themselves struggle because they can't stand on the mountaintop and scream, that is my daddy. Or a daddy who can't claim a child because it'll ruin the other family. Stop, y'all. That kind of stuff is feeding the dog mentality. It's feeding men who say, no, you got to treat me like a man. And Alfred says all the time, if a man needs to be treated like a man, then
To
feel like a man,
he ain't a grown man.
Okay, that's not a grown man. So men, you have got to get on a personal growth track and stop being concerned about all the stuff that people have told you makes a man, and really do the work to be a grown man.
And we have to stop using sex and so-called love, because it's not even all sexual, love as self-medication. That's what you're doing. When you feel a need to a craving to be in a relationship with someone, it's almost always a sign of a lack of love of self.
Yeah.
And you're using this experience with this other person, this idea of this other person, this relationship, and on Valentine's Day especially, to fill a self-love void.
That's what it is.
The love of another person cannot fill or substitute for your love of self.
Nope.
So if you are not your own Valentine, you're not fit to be anyone's Valentine. And by the way, if you're not your own Valentine, you can't attract healthy Valentines.
You can't.
You cannot. So don't believe in the lies that we are now being told right now. Valentine's Day is happening right in this moment. The key to not being fool-quittable, which is vulnerable to lies and manipulation, is to not want to believe the lie. Stop wanting to believe a lie. Believe the truth.
And instead embrace the truth.
Yes.
Because the truth, it really will set you free. It will elevate you and take you to another dimension. And when you go to another dimension, then you create for yourself new options. All right. On that note, we got to say live
and
love
in the grown zone.
See y'all next time. Enjoy this closeout, because I love this young woman.
Because you never know where life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can.
Every day.